make it a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the government, that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity. And this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair.
There's a talk radio caller in Arkansas who says this problem goes way beyond politics. We need to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service. So as we go through the top 10 this week on the countdown, the IRS scandal is number 10. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll cover the items for the week ending Friday, the 28th of June, last week of the month, and we're halfway through the year. And so during this hour, we'll do as we usually do, go through the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at talkers.com. Go there any day, any night, 24/7. See what's going on as they monitor the talk radio industry. And we've been monitoring talk radio programs across the country to figure out what the top 10 are this week, as usual. And on the list this past week, the IRS coming in, as I said, at the number 10 spot. So let's move down to number 9 on the countdown, the Texas anti-abortion bill failure. Host Peter Tilden talks to Wayne Slater from the Dallas Morning News about the Texas state senator who filibustered for hours to keep an abortion ban from coming to the floor for a vote.
Wendy Davis is a senator in your home state, Texas senator, who has a history of doing a bunch of stuff, like she overcame hardship. Incredible story, 50. She lived in a trailer park, 19, divorced, and ended up putting herself through Harvard Law School and clerking for a federal judge. So she's a pretty intense lady. And she did this 11-hour filibuster. And the funny thing for the filibuster, I didn't know how many different rules there were to filibustering. Like, you can't touch the podium. You can't go anywhere off topic or they flag you. Wow.
Yeah, it's not like a U.S. senator filibuster. All kinds of rules. And more than that, if in fact the party in power, in this case the Republicans, want to actually cite you for violating some of these rules, like you're not talking about something that's germane, they can pretty much do so and shut you down, which is basically what happened. She's a remarkable person. We've seen her as kind of a rising Democratic star in a state that has no Democratic stars and hasn't since Ann Richards. She has quite a future.
But Rick Perry now that the filibuster's over and she blocked it, Rick Perry's saying, well, I'm going to institute new legislation, correct?
Yeah, and this is what was expected. I mean, look, he who has the gold makes the rules. The Republicans have been elected by Texas voters. They have the votes. They have the power. The governor is going to call legislators back in. And I predict in the end this abortion bill, which Democrats have been fighting, will ultimately pass. But not without this extraordinary sort of week of drama in which thousands of people have shown up at the Capitol in Austin, filling the chambers, filling the committee meetings, a sort of people's filibuster to slow down and delay and point the spotlight on this abortion bill. Whether you're for the bill or against the bill, it was kind of a remarkable moment in democracy.
And I understand, Rick Perry does not like her. The governor does not like her at all. Didn't he call her a show horse?
Yeah, he called her a show horse, and she showed herself to be pretty much a workhorse. I mean, look, it's not easy to stand there. In this case, she stood for more than 10 hours before she was ultimately cited 3 strikes and you're out if you violate the germaneness rule. The last thing that happened was the lieutenant governor, Republican lieutenant governor, cited her for violating the germaneness rule. That is the thing that says you got to be talking about stuff that's related to the stuff we're talking about. What we're talking about was a filibuster about abortion. She was talking about abortion. He said that's not relevant. It didn't seem fair to about several hundred people in the balcony who began screaming. I was there last night until early this morning. It was a remarkable show. I'm not sure that I celebrate that you shut down government by screaming from the balcony, but that's what happened.
Up next, climate change, voting rights, and Paula Deen. They're in the focus as our talk radio review continues.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in!
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen, happy to be along with you. Let's get to number 8 on the countdown this week. The review, once again, of what's going on in our climate. Host Joel Riley talks to energy activist Harvey Wasserman about the president's comments this week on climate control, climate change, global warming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Pardon me for feeling a little beat up, but when the president says, if I don't agree with him, I'm a member of the Flat Earth Society, I take that a little personally.
Maybe you should change your mind.
Well, I'm not going to change my mind because you yourself, you are a green person as I know. You say the air here is better than it was 10 years ago. China has now superseded us as the worst polluter, but you're still beating up on us and you're not beating up on China. I don't get it.
Well, it's not a question of beating up. It's a question.
But that's what the president did yesterday. You just said it. I need to change my mind. I'm saying if you really care about global warming, Harvey, you got to go to China and tell them to button their act up.
Well, we have been, but the Chinese are also making their decisions. So China is actually doing quite a bit to reverse its consumption of fossil fuels. And it's not really a question of being beaten up. It's a question of seeing where the future is at. And the future is at technologies that don't emit carbon and that don't mess with the planet. I mean, this is an economic decision. Germany did not decide to go to renewable energy because they're hippies. They're going in that direction because it makes economic sense. And all those countries that make those decisions, that do go to wind and solar, they're the ones that are going to be prosperous. It's not a question of being beaten up. It's a question of seeing the future. The future is clearly with technologies that don't pollute.
Yeah,
and
well,
not just because they're clean, but because they're profitable.
The item at number 7 on the countdown, the Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. Here's talk host Chad Hartman with legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They talk about the significance of this ruling.
The Supreme Court struck down a key part of the Voting Rights Act, ruling unconstitutional provision of the landmark civil rights legislation used to promote the political power of minority voters across large swaths of the southern U.S. for nearly 4 decades. Andrew, it was a 5-4 split. People were watching for Justice Kennedy. Was he the key person to watch, considering what he offered up in the decision?
Well, he was certainly one of the 5 votes that struck down this provision. It was Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the opinion. 31 years ago, John Roberts was a brilliant lawyer in the Reagan administration, and he tried to block the renewal of this law. It has been renewed many times since 1965. 1982 was one of them. He tried, he failed in 1982. The last renewal in 2006 occurred by an overwhelming majority, 98-0 in the Senate.
Yeah.
It was that renewal that this court today said violated the Constitution, that the Congress, when it renewed this law, didn't update its formula, its facts, justifying why some jurisdictions would be covered by the law and why some wouldn't be.
Does that surprise you that we would have such a big disconnect? Because you are right on point here. 98-0, and then, oh, by the way, a Republican president, you know, in charge of this. Why would then the Supreme Court say, no, you're wrong about this?
Well, what the Supreme Court said was that all of the research that Congress did at that point didn't take into account the fact that there is way more voter registration among minority citizens since 1965. There is more representation in elected office of minority citizens. The act has been so successful, in other words, that it shouldn't be used in some jurisdictions and not others. And so what the court said today was, look, we're going to ask you, Congress, to go back to the drawing board and come up with a formula that you can justify based upon current conditions. Now, the minority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that's nonsense, that there had been hundreds and hundreds of racially discriminatory laws that were blocked by this law in the years leading up to 2006. The court had the Congress had no reason to change something that was working so successfully.
Paula Deen's Troubles, number 6 on the countdown. Here's host Brad Kranz along with Britt Whitmire. They talk about how they think Paula Deen ought to have handled this situation.
If you have some lawyers, a risk management team 101 on your side, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Shut up. Don't testify. You don't need to. And in this particular case, when...
Well, these were depositions, though, weren't
they?
Right.
Yeah. But when clearly you're going to be in deep trouble, if this gets out, you write a check and this goes away.
There
and
you go.
Everybody signs a
you
confidentiality agreement.
If I can just speak to the people who have a great deal of money, I've never been a rich person. Settle your lawsuits.
The worst that Paula Deen and her insurance carrier could have lost was $1.2
million. There it is.
Which is really nothing to her because she's got a multi-million
dollars. But you get into this, I've worked hard for that money my whole life. Right. I know you have.
So and you apologize, you pay off.
Here's a check. You admit no guilt whatsoever. You say, I'm not admitting that I did these things or that Bubba did these things, but here's your money and go rot.
All right, that being said,
yes,
we are where we are.
There we are.
Does this woman deserve now to lose her entire career and never be able to make another dime again in the public? I say no. I say that, as usual, we overreact to... And by the way, people can choose not to buy her books.
They can.
They can choose not to watch her on TV.
Yes.
They can choose not to go to her restaurants. Why is that not the remedy that we can all agree on? Why does it have to cross into the...
But the marketplace has decided, the Food Network has decided as part of their commerce, this person is too nuclear. That's part of the marketplace deciding.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. At number 5 this week on our countdown, the Aaron Hernandez case. A lot of people in sports talk radio and general interest news talk radio into this. Here's Manny Munoz talking to correspondent Jeff Manasso. The huge amount of evidence police have in this murder case is the focus.
Listening to the district attorney, if what the prosecution is going to lay out in this case is true, this was just a hair-raising, cold-blooded murder.
Yeah, well, they're calling it an orchestrated execution at the hands of Aaron Hernandez, the former tight end, who, let's be honest, 2 weeks ago had the world.
Yeah.
You know, signing a 5-year, $40 million deal last year, and it's just mind-boggling. But prosecutors say that they've got the forensic evidence against him. They've got videotape surveillance from Hernandez's home, showing a few things, showing him holding the handgun. They've got a destroyed cell phone that Hernandez apparently destroyed in the days following the murder. And they got the body, which was near Hernandez's home. Otis Lloyd, 27-year-old semi-pro, apparently friends with Hernandez. Lloyd, Hernandez, and two other guys who we'll hear more about in the coming weeks. They're all out at a bar in Boston the night before. Apparently, that's where this stems from. Apparently, what we're told is that Lloyd was talking to some friends or some people that Hernandez didn't like or have fallout with, and that didn't make him happy. And so the disagreement or some sort of fight escalated from there, and they drove back to North Attleboro, which is about to Hernandez's home, or at least in the area. This is all according to prosecutors. About an hour southwest of Boston, and then we know that Otis's body was found shot multiple times, execution style, in a quarry, about a mile from Hernandez's home, and found the next day. So I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know if we're going to hear maybe these two other guys that we don't know too much about. Maybe they're talking. Maybe they're talking some sort of plea. I don't know. But he's being held. He's charged with murder one, very serious charge. He's also facing the 5 weapons charges, the judge holding him without bail. He needs a good lawyer.
The number 4 item on the countdown, the George Zimmerman trial. Host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to correspondent Eamon Brown about Trayvon Martin's girlfriend testifying in the trial this week.
I don't know why people, when they get up there and being asked repeatedly to speak up, why they don't just speak up. But then again, I guess they're intimidated. Being in broadcasting, we generally don't have any problem speaking up at the microphone.
No, we're pretty good at that stuff.
So I guess that's why we have a hard time understanding that. Anyway, but Evan, where is this going? What is this woman, young woman saying?
Well, she is still being grilled by the defense about her interactions with Trayvon Martin and that night. Remember, this is Rachel Gentile, the famed Witness 8, the woman that was on the phone with Trayvon Martin right before the confrontation with George Zimmerman. And she has already admitted to lying under oath to investigators when being deposed about her whereabouts during Trayvon Martin's funeral. So between that and her apparent, what's the word we want to use? We don't want to use the word contempt in the legal sense, but her being, you know, not exactly the most cooperative with the defense attorney right. here in trial, the defense is really grilling her to the point that this could affect her credibility as the witness that
gosh.
The prosecution is relying on so much.
Yeah, Evan, I mean, she's the last person that was, as far as we know, spoke with Martin before he died, and to hear, I don't even understand why she would be as what did you say? What word did you pick?
Well, disreputable, maybe, or something.
Not that, even combative, almost.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, combative is a good word. Well, listen, the defense attorney is implying that she's not credible, she's not believable, she's not reliable. She's taking offense to that and responding as she does.
Let's recap our list to this point. IRS in the focus, number 10. The anti-abortion bill in Texas, number 9. Climate change, number 8. The Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act, number 7. Paula Deen, number 6. Aaron Hernandez, number 5. George Zimmerman, number 4. So you'd like to know what's in the number 3, number 2, and number 1 position. I'll bet you will find out in just a matter of moments as we roll into the final items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we bear down on the top three items in this week's countdown. And at number three, the Gang of Eight's immigration bill. Radio host Bill Cunningham, I should say radio and television host Bill Cunningham, talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about Paul's reasons for voting against this bill.
How do you vote on immigration and why?
You know, I've been for immigration reform because I think the system is broken and we've gotten 10 million people here because the system is broken. But I've always said, as many conservatives say, that border security should come first and immigration reform should be dependent on border security. So I became disillusioned about 2 weeks ago with the Senate bill when the Republican sponsors explicitly said that they did not want immigration reform or legalization to be dependent on border security, and that's where they started to lose me. I introduced an amendment, Trust But Verify, that would have said that the first thing that happens is border security, and then Congress votes each year to determine whether or not the border is becoming increasingly secure, and that the process of legalization or documentation would be dependent on Congress voting. Now, their bill says the president gets to decide when the border is secure. I don't quite trust that because the president already says the border is secure, and there wouldn't be 10 million people here if we had a secure border. So I think Congress should make these decisions, and I don't think they're going about it the right way with the Senate bill.
So Senator Rand Paul, your main objection, as I hear it, is that whether it's a Republican president or a Democrat president, that you don't want to give to the president through Napolitano, whoever is going to head up Homeland Security, the singular subjective ability, in a sense, to determine if the southern border is secure. Because we know right now Obama says it is secure. Napolitano says it is secure. So if you pass a bill that says, okay, you two determine whether or not the southern border is secure, they're going to say, of course it's secure. Then we go on to legalization. Is that your main objection?
Yes, and not only does the president have the authority under this bill to decide when the border is secure, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security has veto power over building a fence. So they put $1.5 billion in there to build a fence, but they also give the president, through his secretary, veto power not to build any fence if they deem the border to already be secure. The other thing they did to buy votes in this is they added another $1.5 billion in for some kind of youth jobs program. This will be like the number 300 youth jobs program, and it'll duplicate things that other programs are already doing, but basically it was a, you know, an earmark stuck in there to buy more votes. So, no, I've really lost some respect for the process.
Here's some talk radio caller action when it comes to the immigration bill.
This bill says that they will or shall or may be money spent for all this on the border. But it is true. The money has to be appropriated. That doesn't mean it's going to be appropriated. And even if it was appropriated, that doesn't mean that ICE and Homeland Security. I sued Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano because Homeland Security wouldn't let them enforce our laws inside. And you can have all the border security not funded, all the border security up. But if the laws in this country of immigration aren't allowed to be enforced, then we have no security. And if this bill is just a Trojan horse that senators have gotten together, Republican and Democrat, and put together, and they're hurrying it through because they know the majority of the American people, both people that are legally here on cards and about to run out, and everybody else that are here, American citizens, blacks, whites, pinks, yellows, don't want this bill. It is going to depress wages. There's no way it can't. It's just like in the health care bill. How could you pay for 30 million more people and not have health care costs go up? I mean, American people, open your eyes and wake up.
I just wanted to say that this seems to be like a flashback to 1986 when I was a teenager and first started following somewhat politics. I think if this does go through and the House does pass it, that'll be the end of the Republican Party. 80% of the undocumented immigrants will be Democratic voters as shown by polls, so it'll be the end. It won't be 11 million. It'll be like, who knows, 20 million. Plus, we'll also have the family migration, the chain migration. It's ever since 1965, with the immigration reform of 1965, it's been a total disaster for this country.
I'm calling in because I really don't understand why is it that we have gotten into this illegal immigration when we have so much problems here right now with our bills that we don't pay. So much things are going on, and nobody's caring. Everything is about the illegal immigration. But another thing is that Rubio thinks that if he goes to be president, ain't nobody going to vote for him now because he lied. And they're saying about the e-verifier, yeah, if they put that in, it's going to take 10 years. But then before 10 years, they're still not going to check for the people that are working right now to check to see if they're legal or not illegal. Those people will stay still working. And then the new people that come in, then they're going to get e-verifier. I don't think that that's fair.
So now we are led to number two, Edward Snowden and the NSA. And so we get to that. If you want to be patient for a moment or two, it's up next on the countdown.
He's buying some wallpaper. We've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blind shades and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off at stevesblinds.com. We have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. At number two on the countdown this week, this item has to do with Edward Snowden and the NSA. Host John Cass and Lauren Kahn talking to ABC's Tom Rivers about Snowden remaining in the airport in Moscow, at least through part of the weekend.
Can you tell us about Mr. Snowden and what's happening to the poor guy?
The latest is we were watching the flight heading out to Cuba today from the airport there, and no Snowden appeared at the departure gate, and we can only assume if that is going to be his first destination. There isn't a flight, scheduled flight until Saturday, so he might be spending some more time in this transit zone, and it's actually incorporating three terminals there. Pretty big. He's got something like a dozen restaurants to eat in. There's actually even one of these small capsule-style space hotels called Air Express, so he can stretch out. But I think the fact that nobody's really spotted them with their own eyes, he could be behind one of these doors that have authorized personnel only on it. So, the mystery continues. We've got to keep following this one however long it takes, days, maybe weeks.
You sure maybe Putin hasn't taken them out, taken their shirts off, and gone hunting, and he's not even at the airport, Tom?
Well, you know, without seeing them, you never really know. But, again, Putin was talking with the Finnish president, and he said, look, he went on the record saying, you know, he's in this zone. No, we haven't tapped him on the shoulder. Our intelligence agencies are not questioning him. And, you know, that's on the public record. So we'll have to see exactly how that plays out in the coming days when Snowden apparently will go somewhere else and maybe at that stage talk about his experience at the airport.
Well, what Putin is quoted as saying is we can only extradite any foreign citizens to such countries with which we have signed the appropriate international agreements.
That's
right?
Correct.
And he said he's exactly. A free person. The sooner he chooses his final destination, the better it is for him and Russia. Nowhere in that statement, three crack journalists here, right, listening to that, nowhere in that statement does it say he's still here or I didn't just put him on the plane to Cuba. Correct?
Correct. But again, I think the interesting part that you just referred to was the fact that Putin says, hey, if he wants to get out of here, you know, as soon as possible, that's great for us, too. Because, in essence, the focus shifts to some other country, and implied in that would be that other country has the problem, not Moscow. So we'll see how that plays out.
Here's talk person Bob Murray with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about Russia, China, and the whole Edward Snowden fiasco.
Should this man be brought up on charges, Senator?
Definitely. He broke the law. First, look at his background. High school dropout, community college dropout, GED is how he ended up with a high school diploma. After he got his GED, he went into the Army. He hurt himself and came out not having completed his tour, and then became a security guard guarding a door at a facility for the NSA. Then he was promoted to work inside the CIA. Within 2 years, he was overseas as an undercover agent and then given access to the highest classified security and ultimately went to work for a private contractor, Booz Allen, making $122,000 a year. Just now turned 30 years of age. I would not have hired this man to manage the computers in my office. He had access to the highest level of security and top secret. But in order to get it, he had to swear that he would not disclose it to the public. And he turned around and did it. He broke the law. He never should have been given access to this level of classified information. And when he broke the law, he has to pay the price.
Did you hear the news this morning? CBS Radio is reporting that Moscow says we're not going to do anything to help the United States. Is that going to hurt our relations with Russia?
Yes. And, you know, I don't think Putin cares. He is one of these people who, 9 times out of 10, is going to do exactly the opposite of what the U.S. wants. He's in the process of sending arms and equipment down to Syria to help Bashar Assad continue in power, a man who's killed 90,000 of his own people in the civil war. And, you know, they just don't care. This notion that the Russians are our friends, I wouldn't trust them any further than I toss them at this point. And the pressure they're putting on the countries that used to be part of the Soviet Union, from my mother's homeland of Lithuania all the way down to Georgia, these are bad actors. And, you know, China first and now Russia have just really basically said, you know, you can't trust us, United States, and that's the way we ought to view them.
From Fox, here's Catherine Herridge reporting on another potential problem for the NSA.
Publishing one secret document, Britain's Guardian newspaper alleges that the Obama administration allowed the National Security Agency to sweep up records that show the internet and email usage of American citizens. This so-called internet metadata, according to the paper, records email and IP addresses, which can be analyzed to show an individual's interest and pattern of behavior on the web. After an interagency review, a spokesman for the nation's intelligence chief said the program, which began after 9/11, was, quote, discontinued in 2011 for operational and resource reasons and has not been restarted. At a Baltimore conference, without commenting on new allegations of domestic spying, the NSA director said the system is more secure.
There's clearly actions that were taken to prevent a future leak, and we've taken that right off the get-go in terms of protecting our networks. All the things that you would expect us to do, we're doing, and more.
On the list of 50 plots provided to Congress to justify controversial NSA data collection programs, Alexander explained it's actually 42 alleged plots and a dozen cases where individuals provided money or aid to terrorists.
50 of the 54 cases led to arrests or detentions. Our allies benefited too.
With Edward Snowden apparently stuck in the transit zone of the Moscow airport, the U.S. State Department warned Ecuador that granting asylum would not go unpunished.
What would not be a good thing is them granting Mr. Snowden asylum. That would have grave difficulties for our bilateral relationship.
Well, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee believes Snowden may have as many as 200 documents to release. The president's deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, said it's not clear how much classified information Snowden took. This lack of clarity raises the question, was Snowden using more than one computer login? Because Fox News is told that an audit of his computer use should show which documents he viewed and downloaded.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's wrap up this week's Talk Radio Review. The number one item on the countdown, the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. Talk host Chip Franklin and LaDonna Harvey talking to legal analyst Bonnie Dumans about the hypocrisy of some conservatives who say they want less government and then they want the government to decide who can get married and who can't.
The thing that I don't understand is why the government feels so compelled to be a part this deep in our lives, our personal lives, especially the hypocrisy among those on the right. That talk about less government, yet they want to have a government that makes these kind of decisions. And Scalia even echoed some of that in his dissent.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm understanding with you, Chip, that the government doesn't belong in our lives. So I think, you know, clearly we all are entitled to equal justice and equal protection under the Constitution. And I think that's really what the court said in the Doma ruling. And, you know, courts in general, as you know, don't like to make broad sweeping decisions. That's why in the Prop 8-1, I think they limited it to, you know, the legal reason, because judges follow the law, and that's what they're supposed to do. And I think both of them were good decisions, though, and moving forward.
Bonnie, I know that that it's still going to be a while before we actually have gay marriage across the entire United States. So even though right now here in California, well, actually in 25 days when the Ninth Circuit vacates officially its opinion, gay marriage will in fact be legal in the state of California, you and your partner, however, cannot move to, let's say, Alabama and be considered married there. So we're still a long way from having gay marriage be acceptable or legal in all 50 states.
And that's true, but, you know, as we're seeing, you know, where hearts and minds are being changed one at a time, and just the number of states that have already changed it from in the past 10 years is just remarkable. And I think that, you know, as the younger generation grows up, you know, the baby boomers, that's me, we're moving along, and the younger generation, about 70% of them are in favor of same-sex marriage.
Is it a civil right, Bonnie, though? Because if Alabama or Arkansas or any of the other 36 states in this country that either have laws or constitutional provisions that ban gay marriage, in order for them to change, it's going to have to happen at a federal level, because I think most of them won't, not in our lifetimes.
Well, I think there'll be challenges, just like we had challenges here on the constitutionality under the Equal Protection Law. And I think that's where you're going to see the issues go up. And, I think that you know, people have to catch up with the law, and the law has to protect the minority just as much as the majority, which is what they've done. But, you know, I think we have to respect people's process as well. And, you know, it's changing, and it's changing remarkably fast. I think I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime.
Here's host Robert Lang with Maryland Attorney General Doug Gensler. They talk about the significance of the ruling on gay marriage this week.
What do you make of both decisions?
Well, it's a monumental and historic day in what is the fastest moving social change issue, I think, in the history of our country. What the court did was it struck down DOMA, which is the federal side of any prohibitions against same-sex marriage, but fell short in the Proposition 8 case in determining de facto per se that same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. They left that to the states for the time being, but clearly indicated where they will be down the road when they look at this again.
Do you sense a trend because of the decision of other states following Maryland's lead in legalizing same-sex marriage?
Well, I think it's a national trend. I think people now recognize that this is a denial of equal rights for people who happen to be born gay, and I think that, you know, 10 years ago we would not be having this discussion, and 5 years from now, every same-sex couple in the United States will be able to get married regardless of what state they live in. So, I mean, I think Maryland was part of it, but, I don't know that we're necessarily the leader. I think this is really a national movement and a national understanding.
Delegate Emmett Burns, who led the opposition to Maryland's marriage equality law, told me earlier today that he feels that because of DOMA, same-sex couples from other states will come to Maryland to get married just so they can get the federal benefits. Your reaction to that?
Well, that's exactly the opposite of what today's ruling held. Today's ruling held that regardless of what state you're in, DOMA no longer is constitutional, so you are protected on the federal level. What he may be referring to is that there are still 38 states that, under today's Supreme Court decision, are still, can and do still discriminate against same-sex marriages. So there's 38 states that people could leave and go to one of the other 12 states, of which Maryland is one of those. Ultimately, those 38 states also will allow same-sex marriage. So the battle's not over yet, but we certainly made great strides in this particular ruling.
Gay marriage, the most talked about item on the talk radio countdown this week. Recapping, number 10 belongs to the IRS. Number 9 belongs to the state of Texas and their anti-abortion bill, which failed. Number 8, the climate change discussion. Number 7, the Supreme Court ruling on voting rights. Number 6 is Paula Deen. Number 5 is Aaron Hernandez. Number 4 is George Zimmerman. Number 3, the Gang of Eight immigration bill. Number 2, the NSA and Edward Snowden. And number 1, the Supreme Court gay marriage rule. That's it on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.